Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. This is episode 143 of The Big Show. And as ever, I am so glad to have you here. I'm not going to call myself it. I'm really glad to have you here. So thrilled you've tuned in once again. Thanks so much for listening. There is just a ton of good stuff to talk about. Now, what we're starting to see as we move into prepping for 2016, it's December. We have 3 weeks left, 3.5 weeks left in the year, which is crazy. Just crazy how that happened. And what we're starting to see, as we do every year, are articles on trends for next year. So, for instance, Mashable listed its top marketing trends for 2015, and Forbes has a list of the most influential CMOs. And that one's a really interesting one because not only do they profile the CMOs and talk about what you can learn from them, they also talk about the top themes. And I'll link, there's a slide deck. I will link to the deck, of course, in the show notes, which you can find at timpeter.com/podcast. But I will tell you, the deck they put together is a little hard to read. They have a slide 10, which I will link to. And it shows the top themes. And some are color-coded, and it's not real clear what they mean. Content marketing is the number one, and they call that out. And they also call out millennial marketing as being a huge deal. But Internet of Things and marketing innovation actually have bubbles that are almost as large as the bubble for content marketing. And to be fair, I think those are all really important things. Content marketing, huge in 2016. I don't think that's an emerging trend. I think that's a trend we're living with right now. Millennials, yep, I think that's a big trend too, and one we're living with right now. Innovation in marketing, you know that that's a big one to me, something near and dear to my heart I've talked about in past episodes. So sure, that's there. Internet of Things? Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to be very clear. I don't know. What we tend to see in marketing, what we tend to see with digital, and I've mentioned this before, is that it's kind of like bamboo. It sleeps, it creeps, then it leaps. Right? So when you first plant bamboo, there's a period during which you don't see any activity at all. It looks like nothing is happening. This is why I was always a bad gardener, why I've always been a bad gardener, because when I plant seeds like that, I always want to dig them up and see why nothing is happening, and then I'm stunned that nothing's growing. But bamboo, you just don't see anything happen for a while. Then it starts to grow a little bit, you know, picking up just a little bit of time, a little bit of height and a little bit of spread for a little bit. And then out of nowhere, it grows really big. And the reason I think digital is like that is we see that again and again, right? The internet was a big deal. Everybody made a lot of noise about it. And then it kind of slept for a bit. And then slowly you started seeing it make more inroads. Then all of a sudden, the internet was everywhere and you had to be on the internet. We saw the same thing with social. Right? Nobody had a Facebook page. Then a few people had a Facebook page. Then everybody had a Facebook page. Mobile, same thing, right? Nothing, then a few people, then all of a sudden, bam, everybody had it. Internet of Things is probably in the sleep or creep mode. It's very early days, and we might see something happening in 2016, but I think it's probably more like a 2017 type of thing. I fully reserve the right to change my mind. I absolutely could be wrong about that. I don't want to say that I'm smarter than this collection of these very influential marketers that Forbes has talked to. I do think, though, that it's probably early days for most people. Now, there are three things that I do think we're going to see emerge in a big way in 2016. One of those is mobile payments. Now, I know I've been bullish on this one for a long time, and I think right now we're in the creeps mode. One of the reasons I think that is if you're familiar with the concept of the S-curve of adoption, we're sort of in that lull. After there's a lot of talk, then it kind of goes quiet for a bit. And I think as we head into 2016, and probably, you know, a little ways into 2016, but before the end of the year, it's going to pick up steam in a big, big way. And we'll go more from that creeps factor into the leaps part, I think. And so I think it's really important that you look at what happens next year in terms of the types of payments you accept on your various channels, where you accept those channels, how easy you make it for your customers to pay you with mobile. I think that's going to be a big deal. The other one that I think is going to be a big deal is video. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I always hedge my bets a little bit when I try to make these, you know, quote unquote bold predictions. But video seems to be gaining traction all of a sudden. We're seeing lots and lots of cases where brands are turning to video and using it very effectively. And I think we're going to start to see big push there. Now that most of your customers have mobile devices and have smartphones specifically, we're starting to get to a point where video on mobile becomes a viable opportunity and becomes something where your customers will want to experience mobile more often. Again, maybe it'll take a little bit more into the year, but I don't think so. I think 2016 is going to be a big, big year for mobile video specifically. And then the third that I really would pay attention to, and this goes without saying to me, is audience targeting, improved audience targeting, and using audience targeting more effectively to reach customers where they are. With all the noise we've had about ad blocking in the last half of this year, it becomes increasingly important to reach customers where they are and in ways that are very effective. Whether that will be with video, whether that will be with other types of media, that remains to be seen. But it's going to be very important to say, I want to show this message to this collection of people, this audience, in a way that's meaningful to them. Because as I opened with, we talked about content marketing being huge. It becomes increasingly important to make sure that your content actually reaches the right people. No more, you know, spray and pray, put it out in front of a large audience and hope for the best. It's going to be, I have good content that's really appropriate to a well-defined audience. Now let's go ahead and use platforms like Facebook, like Twitter, like LinkedIn, like Instagram, that allow you to target very specific groups who exhibit very specific behaviors to actually drive that home and turn that into a deep and meaningful brand engagement. So the three trends I'm paying real close attention to right now, and I'll have a full list of these as we get into the later part of this month, but the three that I'm paying attention to are mobile payments, video, and audience targeting. Now, the last one that I hear getting lots of buzz and that I think is really important is what most people refer to as the sharing economy. We're talking about things like Uber and Airbnb and all those folks. And I want to be very fair. I think that that's an incredibly important trend. I also think we need to be very careful about what we call it, because the sharing economy is very misleading as a term. Uber isn't sharing anything. Neither is Airbnb. What they're really about is democratizing and disrupting traditional distribution channels. They're using digital to connect sellers and buyers into more efficient networks. For instance, Airbnb, just this past, last couple weeks, they've really announced that they're putting more emphasis on the hosts, on the people who actually make their apartments and their properties available, so that they can close the last mile and make it a more effective selling channel. So nobody's sharing anything. These are disruptors. These are disruptive distribution channels, and you need to pay attention to them for what they are. You're not going to get scooped by somebody who's selling your product person to person. You're going to get scooped by the companies, by the businesses that make that possible. So it will grow for sure, but it's already here, and we really just need to pay attention and see what other industries it will touch. You know, there's evidence to suggest that it's going to get more into banking and things like that. So you've really got to be very conscious of what's happening in your universe, what's happening in your industry that makes that worth paying attention to. But it's not sharing, it's somebody else selling against you. So the trends I would advise you to pay attention to as we get into 2016 are mobile payments, video, audience targeting, and this idea of disruptive distribution, not so much the sharing economy. So that's my list. What do you think? Do you think I'm nuts? Do you think I'm crazy? I'd love, love, love to hear from you. I know I mention this in every episode. Of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com or send me a tweet on Twitter @TCPeter or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and let me know what you think. Of course, you can comment on the podcast episode itself by going to timpeter.com/podcast, and that's where you'll find the show notes for this episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes. And of course, you can comment there as well, so please do let me know what you think. Am I on the right track, or am I missing something obvious? I would love to hear from you. It'd be great. Now, while you're on the archive at timpeter.com/podcast, don't forget to subscribe so that you can catch all of our episodes. You just do that by clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. Or you can subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just go ahead and do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And with that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. As I've said many times, I would not do this without you. I want to remind you, we'll have our next episode again next Wednesday. And until then, I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend ahead, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.